have with us Phil and Debbie Dowse. They are leading missionary work for many years down in Ecuador. And so I'm going to ask them if they would come and if we could stand and honor them as they come. And they're going to share with us today about God's work that they're doing.
Good morning. The paraphernalia with the cane and stool. I wish I could say that I was doing something very spiritual and I got hurt. Truth is, I was driving a motorcycle with some friends and had a motorcycle accident and fractured 2 vertebrae in my back. And God is an incredible God and allowed me to continue to walk. And he's, I guess he has more work, and he has more adventures for me to be a part of. So, yeah. My wife, Debbie, and I are really honored to be here with you today. I am amazed as I read the New Testament and reflect on the Old Testament, how strategic our Lord is. He's very strategic to find the individual, to find those people whose hearts are open to him. The woman at the well, he was very strategic to wait there while his disciples went into town. The blind man, who really, really wanted to see again. For some reason, he decided to make mud and put it on his eyes so that he could see. With others, he just said, take up your bed and walk. One lady, he said, somebody's touching me. And he had a lot of people touching him. But he was strategic to recognize that there was authentic faith from one individual. Our Lord is very strategic to reach us, to meet with us, and to meet with those. But there are some things that don't change. He stands and he provides something that we can stand on, which is that rock that is unmovable and unshakable. And he provides his word to show us who he is and to teach us what those things are that don't move. Strategy can change, but there are things from his kingdom and who he is that do not change. Over the years, over the centuries, it's the same message. It has not changed. I once heard something that I really love. And as a director of a ministry, we're always talking about vision and mission and strategy and core values. Bless you. And I heard this and I really like it. Date your strategy, marry your vision. Well, some people have different theology of dating and all that. Well, but the concept is strategy can change. Try this strategy for this situation. try this strategy for this context. Why? So that they can receive the truth. So that those that don't have hope can have hope. So that those that don't have faith can receive faith. So that those that don't see can see. So that those that don't walk can walk. Strategy. I have felt strategy today walking into this church. My sister, Janet, told me, leaned over at the service, and she said, I feel so welcome in this church. That doesn't just happen. That's strategy. A strategy to convey the love of God. Now, I just want to read a foundation that doesn't change. And some of the leaders at the time said, Jesus. So there are 10 commandments. That's strategy on living. But how would you sum those up? Which ones are most important? And we know this. But I've asked my wife to read this for us.
From the NIV first. One of them, an expert in the law, tested him with this question, Teacher, which is the greatest commandment in the law? Jesus replied, Love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your mind. This is the first and greatest commandment. And the second is like it. Love your neighbor as yourself. All the law and the prophets hang on these two commandments and in the message. When the Pharisees heard how he had bested the Sadducees, they gathered their forces for an assault. One of their religious scholars spoke for them, posing a question they hoped would show him up. Teacher, which command in God's law is the most important? Jesus said, Love the Lord your God with all your passion and prayer and intelligence. This is the most important, the first on any list, but there is a second to set alongside it. Love others as well as you love yourself. These two commands are pegs. Everything in God's law and the prophets hang from them.
Truly, if we understood and we lived those out, that would be amazing. That's missions. Being strategic and sharing those foundational truths of who God is, that's strategy. I heard strategy today. The different things for the youth, the different things for the community, that's strategy. Why? Because God has done something in us. And we want to share that. And we've been commissioned. We were commissioned again today. Reminded of truth that has been given us. And how we then can share that truth with others. That's strategy. That's missions. Today, we want to share just a little bit with you of what God is doing in South America and Ecuador, very strategic for a group of people. Now, God calls us to be strategic in our home. He calls us to be strategic in our community, in our country, and sometimes He sends us overseas. Sometimes He sends us to Mexico to be strategic. There are two ministries that we work with. One is Street Boys in Quito, Ecuador, that no longer want to be Street Boys. So I actually don't call them Street Boys anymore. These young men are sons of the living God that have dreams, have purpose, have passion. They have a future. Why? Because God redeemed them in a strategic way. We have three principles that we work under, and we believe that they're godly principles. This is part of His kingdom. Love, respect, and service. So the video that I'm going to share with you is one day we did an activity that will show God's love, and it was a service activity. So we went to one of the homes of one of the boys that participates in this ministry. So this ministry works with these young boys, and it's a 24/7 discipleship ministry. They live there. So if we could start the video on Casa Gabriel, and then I'm going to let my wife talk about the other house for girls.
My name is Phil Dowse, and I am the director of the ministry known as Casa Gabriel. Our vision at Casa G is to see youth at risk, primarily former street boys, become successful Christian leaders in their home, in their church, community, and world. And we do that through a holistic training so that they become strong leaders who is equipped to know how to serve, how to love, and how to respect. What we're doing today is training for the boys, that it's also an opportunity for them to put into practice things that they've been learning. And so we are visiting one of the families of the boys, and he has a very, very poor family. And we decided to work on the outside of the house today, just to show love and compassion in a real way. So all the boys of Casa G have come, and they're the ones doing the work. It made me really proud to see them do that. And I know that it's impacting the families.
My name is Juan Miguel. I'm from Quito, Ecuador, and I'm from Casa G.
We don't tell them what job to pursue. We help them discover the gifts and talents that God has given them and then help them grow in those areas.
Now my passion is follow God and do my music. They support me. What they say is, you have to follow God. If you feel that you can follow God in that way, just do it. So I feel supported.
We just want to be a part of the process when God redeems. And what the enemy meant for death and destruction, God is redeeming for life and for blessing. And we are just honored to be a part of that process for these boys.
Strategy is not a new concept. That's why we have a lot of commercials. It's very strategic to buy and purchase their product so that somebody can make money. Strategy is not a new concept. There are a lot of strategies out there, but we have an anchor, and it's the Word of God. His strategy is right here. And I'm not gonna mess her place up there. I brought my day timer up. I loved it. I love the word today, because not only is God strategic, he wants us to be strategic. And part of that is how we plan, how we strategize, and to spend time with him, to get to know him, impacts how effective our strategy is and how authentic our strategy is. We can have strategy without authenticity, but we want our strategy to be authentic. Something that Debbie and I have so appreciated about this church body is that you have invested into purchasing Bibles. We have purchased Bibles for the boys, for their families, for the girls, for people involved. We go on mission trips with the boys. We purchase Bibles for the people that we minister to. As a matter of fact, what's the day today? 20th. The 24th, the boys are going on a mission trip down to the jungle for 5 days. They're doing VBS. They're helping a community build their church. And they're taking Bibles. This will be the sixth time we've come to that same community down in the jungle. Recently, we had two boys graduate from high school, and we had a fantastic celebration. And it was really cool to pick out some really special Bibles, embroidery their name on there, and for their graduation, present them that Bible of their own foundation they can take with them. Now, hopefully, they've learned that along the way, that there can be programs, there can be church, there can be ministry, but there's only one Savior. And it's not a mission, it's not a trip, it's not a program, it's Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. And how we walk that out is right here. So Debbie and I would like to thank those of you who have contributed for that. And I just wanted to make sure that we mentioned how important that has been. And I'm going to ask Debbie now to share about the girls that we are working with.
John 10:10. Let me read it for you. The thief comes only to steal and kill and destroy. I have come that they may have life and have it to the full. I put this on every Casa Adalia newsletter. This is why I am here today. And this is my hope for the girls. Someone mentioned today that God would break us to give us a heart for the hopeless and the lost. And God has done that in me. And he's done it in many of you. I know that 2 years ago, we were here sharing with you. And it is a delight and honor to be in this house, this family. We are with family this weekend. We're with Alan and Kathy. Our oldest son and his daughter, Violetta, are with us. And sister, and you guys are family. And you have been a part of what we're doing in Quito, Ecuador, what God is doing. And someone said, also the pastor talked about, with God, all things are possible. We get to see it. So today you're going to see a little bit about Casa Adalia and the house that we have, because 2 years ago we talked about God had put faith in our hearts to start a house for the girls. Girls that are marginalized, lost, discarded. Girls that have been trafficked in the sex trade in Ecuador. And God has opened a house for us. So that is such a joy to tell you that update. Also, we continue to do outreach at a safe house for girls. Every week we go, and the money that you've been giving for Bibles, we purchase Bibles for every new girl that comes there. Recently, we try to always do a message. We do activities with the girls at the safe house, and we brought a DVD, the story. It was a cartoon of Joseph, and what a beautiful story of redemption. So we were showing the DVD, and it kept not working. I mean, you have to understand, we're in this tiny little room. I have 20 girls. I had taken two trolleys. I had walked. I had carried two big bags of popcorn for the girls that morning. And then we had to get off the trolley, walk up the hill. Now we're at this foundation in this little room with these girls ages anywhere from 12 to 17 to watch this cartoon about Joseph, just part of what we were going to do. And it wouldn't work. And I was praying. It's like, God have mercy, would this work? And the girls were so patient. I thought, who would even want to keep watching this? The sound was bad. It would stick. And they say, just take it out. Blow on it. Blow on it again. Let's rub it on your leg. Let's stick it in again. And so I would try that. And finally, we got to the end of the story, right where Joseph was meeting his brothers. And he was dealing with all the emotion of all he had gone through and seeing his brothers. And we couldn't get it to finish. And you know what we said? You know what? This story is real. This happened. They didn't know that. We said, you can find this story in Genesis. And we told them where to look. Look in your Bibles and find out what happens at the end of the story. The next week we came back and those girls were jumping up and down. We found out what happened. He forgave his brothers. I said, yes, he did. You know, it's just such a, God's word is just so wonderful, and it is really fun to see these girls opening the word of God. Most of them are very uneducated from their situations. They don't know how to find books in the Bible. They don't even know how to use a table of contents. We do that. We read with them. I love to hear them reading out loud the word of God. So anyway, that's just part of what we're doing. And then the other part is that we have a house for girls. These are girls that have been taken and rescued from the sex trade, placed in an initial safe house where we volunteer, and then where are they going to go next? Some of these girls have nowhere to go. They don't have families to go to, or maybe they have families, but the family isn't safe. Or they're so poor that they don't have an ability to provide for these girls. Or some of these families have actually sold the girls. There's a number of reasons why they can't go home. So what God has put in our hearts, given us faith to do, is to be that next step for the girls, a place where they can find healing. Our vision is to go deep and long. We're not a rescue. We're very similar to Casa Gabriel. It's a training ministry. It's an opportunity for them to really see love in a tangible way. So let's go ahead and watch the video.
Adalia is a safe home for girls that have been rescued from sex trafficking here in Ecuador, as well as girls at risk. When a girl comes to Casa Adalia, we try to do an evaluation for her to try to understand where she's at and what her needs are. That includes psychological evaluation, medical, emotional, and spiritual. So it's a place where girls can find healing and girls can develop the beginnings of trust once again in people. Our hope as a team is that we would reflect Jesus Christ to these girls in a way that's so real and so tangible that they too would want to come to know Jesus Christ. There are four different areas of focus that we have in Casa Adalia. Education and prevention is the first one. The second one is offering a place for these girls to live and begin to see their value as daughters of the King. The third area is our volunteer outreach that we do every week at a safe house for girls who have been rescued from the sex trade. And the fourth one is Esperanza Art, and that's a jewelry workshop, a place for the girls to have vocational and job skills training, as well as mentoring and a relational opportunity for them to really grow as people.
What we do is two times a week, and the girls come and we make jewelry with them. So this is an opportunity for them to learn different skills, but also to have a little income while they're choosing to have a change in their life.
Esperanza in Spanish means hope, so we try to teach them art through hope.
The house that we have right now can hold as many as 6 girls plus babies. A lot of these girls are young teen moms, and so we want to be able to support them and help them learn how to be moms that they didn't have. We're a small team, but God has given us a big faith to continue to do this, and we wouldn't be here without prayers of people and support and the faith that God has put in our hearts to keep going.
I thank you for the prayers that you have prayed for us and for these girls. It is vital. Somebody said this morning we need to be fearless. Was that last week's sermon? Fearless for the Lord. Well, I can't do that in my own. It's only God in me. We have some information at a table outside that you're welcome to get. This is a prayer card for Casa Adalia, and it has these beads on here that the girls put on. I told them what we were doing this summer, and they put these beads on. These are special. It's made from something called an ivory nut that's unique to Ecuador, and so what you saw in the video about the jewelry workshop is an opportunity for girls to make jewelry and actually make a little income. Is all very, very relational. So our desire is to be there and available, and we have the team, all of them mentor the girls, and so it's really, really fun that we have these on the card. So anyway, on the back it talks about what can I do. Well, this isn't necessarily what can I do with Vil and Debbie and Quito, Ecuador, but what can you do here? You have an issue with human trafficking here in Ohio. I don't know if all of you know that, but you do. And so it talks about things you can do. I mentioned prevention and awareness. Prevention is actually going to communicate to schools or communities and helping people understand that there's a problem, what they can do about it there, and equipping girls so that they know what it means to be at risk. Why is it that a girl would go into the sex trade? It's not because they chose it. These girls have been, some of them, kidnapped, some of them manipulated, often they're tricked. We recently had a girl, and we're not a rescue center. We don't take the girls immediately, but we did have a girl that was at Casa Adalia recently from Venezuela. She was tricked through the offer of work, through a Facebook, and she was kidnapped and escaped, and they brought her to Casa Adalia until they could get a ticket for her to go back to her country in Venezuela. So just some different ideas. It has our information on the back, and Phil has information as well for Casa Gabriel. If you would like to be on our prayer updates and you're not, write to us and let us know.
The best address to use to obtain information from us is phil.debbie.douse, and that is on the information here. There is a brochure about Casa Gabriel. It tells you a little bit more about the boys. There's even a budget on here if you're interested in seeing that. We also have a little business card, and it has the addresses on here as well as the websites. If you feel that you would like to pray for one of these boys. Now, these are boys who, their families, they don't have extended families or families that are praying for them, but God has given them family. Just like we've been grafted into family. If you feel like you would like to pray for one of these boys, I encourage you to take one of these prayer cards. Their name is on there, some information on the back, and you can pray for one of these boys. As a matter of fact, several of these boys have been here in Ohio. One of them was on the video about Casa Dalia. He had dreadlocks. Well, he was single when he was here. Now he's married. He married Desiree. She's Dutch. And they have that beautiful little girl, which we consider our first grandchild. We keep waiting for Jordan and Violetta. No pressure, though. But it is really fun to see fruit, what God is doing in Miguel's life. Miguel is in seminary, and he's getting his master's. And while he does that, he also started this business, and he's running this business, training and teaching these girls, and very involved. He's also the youth leader in his church. So it's just really fun. I don't know if you wanted to talk about this.
Okay, talking about with God all things are possible. This is one of those. Recently, a family that were missionaries in Quito are now living in the United States. They're retired missionaries. They approached us and said, we would like to sell our home to you. That's in Quito, and it's actually in the area that we had originally looked for to try to find a home for Casa Dalia. The home that we have right now only has 3 bedrooms. So one is for the house mom and the respite house mom, and the other 2 are for the girls. So that's very limiting. This house has 6 bedrooms. And it would also, it actually has a little yard too outside, so some green space, which is really important for these girls. And so if you want to know more about it, I have some information at the back.
We are renting right now, and God gave us an incredible house that is very safe, which security is a big issue with the girls. They need to feel safe. They need to be safe. I don't worry about that with the boys. As a matter of fact, I used to send my kids with the boys. Like, you're going somewhere, take one of the boys with you. It has been a good place to start, but this house, I really believe, is something that would be a very positive thing for the ministry to continue. And so we have to raise like $125,000. You said 120, but I think it's 125 that we have to raise. Well, she's usually right, so it's 120. Anyway, by when? Next year? April 2015. So we're just going to believe God that if this is the house, it's going to happen. That's how it worked with Casa G. We own the house for Casa G. It was $140,000. God did it. And it's been a blessing not to have to make, you know, rent payments. Anyway, so that's what that paper is about. Thank you so much for allowing us to share. And we really do feel privileged. And I just want to encourage you. I would love, if I were raising a family, I would love to raise a family in a church body like this. It's not just nasal gazing. What can I do? Nasal? You get the idea. I'm so glad I have my wife. Yeah, navel gazing. But you actually look out. You look at your border, you know, past your borders. You think strategically outside of your walls. That is wonderful. And so may God bless you as you continue to do that here with your youth, with your older community. I just think God is strategic in every area.
We are available if you have questions. outside after the service.
And I won't show you my navel.
Now, are you clapping because he's not going to show you his navel? Thank you. Okay. All right. If we could have our musicians come back up, and the Phil and Debbie are going to be back in the foyer. There's a table, and there is some of the jewelry they talked about out there. If you would like, so Lois already bought something. That's the only one of those, so sorry. But we are going to ask the ushers to come forward.
Yes, great idea. Here, you stay up here. Oh, you lead it.
Me lead it.
Yeah. Phil and Debbie, could you stand up, please? And we do something here called Success Blessing. And if you've never been here before, if you would extend your hand out to them and their family, if your family, any family members that's with Phil and Debbie's kids and daughter-in-law and stuff, and we want to give them success blessings. So Josh is going to lead it for us.
Okay. Success to you, success to all who help you. For your God will help you.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Lord. But we want to receive an offering.